I believe the ayes have it.
Matapos ang higit isang buwan sa korte at isang linggo sa parlamento, mayroon na ngayong malinaw na patutunguhan ang pagsasailalim sa Construction at General Division ng CFMEU o Construction, Forestry and Maritime Employees Union sa administrasyon. Ayon kay Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations Murray Watt, isa itong panalo para sa mga mamamayan ng Australia.
I think all Australians, including construction workers, have been very disturbed by the allegations we've seen of late of organised crime and bikies infiltrating the construction division of the CFMEU and the wider construction industry. The passage of this legislation means that the days of organised crime and bikie influence in the CFMEU construction division and the wider industry are coming to an end.
Kasama sa pinakahuling kasunduan sa pagitan ng dalawang partido, ang pagkakaroon ng minimum na 3 taon na administration period sa halip na maximum ng 3 taon. Dadalhin ng Fair Work Commission ang desisyon sa Senate estimates at pipigilan nito ang union sa pagkakaroon ng political donations. Isa itong prioridad para kay Opposition Workplace Relationships spokeswoman Michaelia Cash.
To ensure that the CFMEU in administration is not to incur any form of political campaign expenditure or make party political donations.
Hawak din ng Fair Work Commission ang desisyon kung sino ang magiging administrador o tagapangasiwa. Inaasahan ng pamahalaan na pipiliin nito at itatalaga ang barrister na si Mark Irving. Bumoto ang Greens na hindi pabor sa bill dahil naniniwala ang leader ng partido na si Adam Bandt na padalos-dalos at minadali ang batas.
This is what happens when you rush serious legislation like this. There are processes underway before a court. There is no tolerance for sexism, for violence, for corruption. All of those things have no place in any workplace or in any organisation, whether it's a corporation or a union or a government. But what Labor and the anti-worker Liberals have done is rush through legislation that is an unprecedented attack on the rule of law.
Ayon naman kay Professor Anthony Forsyth ng RMIT Graduate School of Business and Law, kailangan ang mga pagbabago, ngunit dapat makatarungan ito.
It's not something that should be done lightly, and there are even international law principles about independence and absence of state interference with trade unions that possibly are being breached here, but there does become a question of necessity, and when a union ceases to be run primarily in the interests of the members, which is, it seems, is what has happened here.
Ayon pa sa profesor, ang pinakamalaking pagbabago ay ang pagtukoy kung sino ang kakatawan sa kanila.
Up to around 270 officials of the national union and state branches will, their positions will be vacated. So members will notice a change in terms of the absence of that leadership. And it may also extend down to organisers who are employed officials of the union being replaced by others, because that's going to be a power of the administrator as well, and also delegates, so the workplace site representatives of unions on construction sites, members may see changes in who is turning up to represent them.
Binanggit rin niya na ang kawalan ng karanasan ay maaring magdulot ng mga problema.
With the removal of so many officials and delegates, there will be a consequential loss of some of the industrial skills and knowledge and what those people bring to negotiations. Much is going to depend on who the administrator can identify internally to step up and replace those whose positions are vacated.
Ayon naman kay Professor Forsyth, maaaring maging hamon ang paghahanap ng mga tao na pupuno sa mga posisyon.
The objective of the administration is to take the union from one that's not functioning currently primarily effectively in the interests of the members into one that can do that in a corrupt-free, crime-free state over the 5-year period. But that is a significant challenge because it really requires identifying the next group of leaders who can come forward and in a lot of ways have the bravery to come forward and be that future leadership of the union.
Magagawa pa rin ang unyon na umapela sa pamamagitan ng mga korte, isang bagay na sinasabi ni Ginoong Watt na inaasahan na ng gobyerno.
I think anyone who knows the record of the CFMEU will recognise that they are very likely to try to find ways to legally challenge this. We have drafted this legislation in such a way to withstand as much legal challenge as we possibly can, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least if we see the CFMEU running off to court as they often seem to do.
Umaasa naman ang gobyerno na matatapos ang proseso bago ang susunod na buwan. At iyan ang binong ulat ni Rania Yalop para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.